Welcome back to the Positive Gains Podcast. Today, my special guest is Victoria Makanjuola with the Feeling Your Feels Podcast. Victoria, thank you for being on today.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike. I'm super pumped to be here.
Yeah, no problem. So first thing, background information, a little bit about you, where you're from.
For sure. I'm from Texas, Lone Star State. Specifically, I'm from the Dallas area, Plano, Texas, and I'm 25, still live at home with my family and still trying to figure this thing out, but I'm a recent college grad. I graduated last year from the George Washington University, and I have my master's degree in media and strategic communications, so yeah, you know, still a recent grad, just still trying to figure life out, basically.
So with the degree, then you're kind of in the field, right? You've got your foot in the door.
I do, actually. I was really lucky enough to have a job offer right after graduation. So like I graduated last May 2021, and it was all from home. It was virtual. I didn't get to actually go to DC and experience the in-person graduation, because I would have loved that. But the family kind of wanted to stay back and, you know, watch it from the TV, which we did. But I was blessed enough to have a job offer from a major news corporation, one of like the big threes in America. And so I had that job for like 9 months. And then in January, we actually experienced like a department layoff. So after that, I kind of took it as an opportunity to focus on me and turn inward and focus on what I wanted to do, which still pertains to like the media communication space. Like we're in podcasting. So that's still media based, journalism based, communication space. I knew I still wanted to have some sort of connection to the industry, but not necessarily in the role that I was in. So I kind of wanted to expand it and like be in front of the camera, but in my own way, instead of like climbing the ladder. Yeah.
And so the Feeling Your Feels podcast, you know, in the best way that you can put it, how would you categorize it, and how would you summarize exactly what it is?
To be honest, I'm still kind of figuring it out. Like I created it in grad school, so shout out to GW again. And it was my capstone project for my thesis. And so for your thesis, you have three options. You can either do a thesis, like an 80-page research paper. You could do a strategic project, a strategic communications project. So basically like you make your own campaign plan, and then you figure out how you're going to use it in real life. Or you can do a media project, which can be like anything you want it to do, anything you want it to be. So I decided that I wanted to do a media project. And for me, that looked like a podcast. And even though my major or my concentration is like political communications, it could be about anything.
Okay.
Because like if I could talk about anything for my podcast, what would I want to talk about? And I decided that I wanted to talk about mental health. Because just me personally experiencing a lot of anxiety, like massive levels of anxiety, like before the pandemic and during the pandemic, I was like, I want to talk to other people about how they're feeling right now, about what's going on with COVID and what's happening in the world. So that's where that came from. And the topic, the Feel Your Feelings podcast was basically, I thought it was kind of corny at first. I didn't know what to name it. I was like, I'm just going to go with it. It's going to be Feel Your Feelings, and we're going to run with it. So that's where that took off. And it just, I've had mentors, actually. I want to take a moment to thank my mentors that helped me with this academic project, which it was at first. And after I presented it to them through like you do like a graduate presentation. And I had my advisor, my faculty advisor, and then a mentor from like outside of the program come and listen to my presentation. And they both gave it the thumbs up and they're like, go for it. And since then, I've pretty much just like kept going. And like all the people that have told me, like, keep going, keep doing what you're doing, keep applying this to different organizations. And it's just been like the snowball effect for me since then. And I've gotten a chance to like make this podcast a partner for Mental Health Action Day, which is day in May, like May, around May 20th or May 21st each year. And it basically like helps spread the cause of mental health awareness with other organizations, nonprofits, influencers. And so that was a huge thing for me, because I'm like in this network now of organizations. So here we are.
What have you learned from networking so far, you know, meeting so many different people?
That's a difficult part for me as well, because I also get sometimes anxious, which I think is a normal thing when you're meeting new people. You feel nervous, and you feel like, kind of like, am I on the same level with these other people, bigger followings? Like, so Mental Health Action Day is sponsored by MTV, like a huge major brand, you know, and the White House jumped on it as well. So it's like, okay, but I also kind of have to flip the switch and be like, well, there's a reason why I'm a part of this too. Like, what I'm saying matters just as much, even if I don't have that many followers, I don't have that many listeners. Like, we're still human right. to human conversation. You know, what I'm saying is just as relevant as what you're saying. So I think changing my mindset and thinking like, why not me, instead of like, why them or something, like making it more about me and folks like staying in my lane is it's something that I've been challenging myself to do more and like stretch my comfort zone more. So yeah, that's where I'm at with that. And I do want to get better at networking as well. So I'm continuing to network. And I also got acceptance into this organization called the Podcast Academy. And yeah, it's basically this, I found out about it through this e-newsletter from the Black Podcasting Awards. And it basically said like, hey, they need more podcasters of color in this organization. Like, you should apply, like, we'll take care of your membership and everything. So shout out to Black Podcasting Awards for that opportunity, because now I'm in that. And they have a lot of different opportunities like webinars and Zoom sessions and Zoom calls where you can network with other podcasters and like learn about social media marketing and also how to monetize your podcast, because those are like two big areas that I really want to like increase my skill set as an independent creator and as a new podcaster. It's like, how can I brand myself better and how can I potentially make this like a marketable and monetizable opportunity?
What are some of the ups and downs that you've faced? Because you know, you said earlier about anxiety, and then almost like a thought, do I belong? Because there's so many people that are podcasting or blogging, and so yeah, at times you feel like, what I say, is it going to matter to somebody? So you know, how did you get past that mindset? And yeah, the ups and downs that you face.
Totally. That's human nature, right? Mm-hmm. For me personally, how I've overcome it is thinking of my younger self, like my childhood self. So like when I say my childhood self, I mean ages like between 3 and 8 probably, which is just basically when you're a kid, you don't have anything to worry about. And the crazy thing is, when you're a kid, you don't even realize it until you grow up. Like, dang, these were some good years. I'm just chilling. I'm just eating candy. I'm just like having, you know, free, basically. So I think of like that younger version of me, who is a little bit more forward and not afraid to like say what was on my mind, or give my opinion, or kind of be like a little more wild. I feel like nowadays I kind of have to measure what I say before I say it, or think about what I say before I say it to other people, because you don't want to offend anyone or anything like that. So yeah, thinking of my younger self, younger Vicky, like, what was she like? Would she like this? Would she like what I'm doing right now? Would this be like cool? Would this be fun? Would this be something that I would be proud of
right. later?
Yeah. And so if I feel internally like a feeling of joy, like, or satisfaction, like, that went really well, then I feel like I've really satisfied that younger version of myself.
Yeah. Very, very deep, because I don't know, like you're talking about with mental health, and I feel for people that want to be a light and they have an idea, but it just can't manifest because the thoughts in their head, or people are telling them that they can't do it. And it's such a sad environment, you know, because I feel like everybody has something that, you know, that they can say and that somebody can benefit from. And I always tend to think that What about all the people that were left in the dark or couldn't get over the hump to say something, you know, that message that was left out potentially could have either saved somebody's life or, you know, just motivated them. So it's an eye-opening experience, you know?
Yeah.
Next I have is your misunderstood, I think it's a series, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah. So how did you get there and the thought process behind all that?
How did I get there? Let me think about that. So earlier this year I did season 2 of my podcast back in May. And after that, I did like a series of interviews throughout the month of May. Every single Monday I had an episode. And it was just audio only. And I just kind of went a few months without posting anything. And I'll contribute that to work because I was like in the work mode process. I was trying to find work. I was freelancing. For different companies and just trying to find my footing professionally because I wasn't like making money as a podcaster. So I don't want to go like ham and then like, you know, not have anything stacked. So I'm like, let me work on my professional self and find a job. And then I want to say like a few weeks ago, so I launched the series on October 10th, 10/10. And I recently had an idea and it had been kind of lingering in my mind and I wanted to do a series. I didn't know what it was going to be about, but I just kind of had this thought of like, feeling misunderstood. And I went on I went on TikTok one day, just scrolling because I scroll on TikTok occasionally like most Gen Zers do. Yeah. And I saw this this girl speaking on TikTok Live and she was just kind of like talking in her backyard to her phone and just kind of like preaching a little bit. And like what I heard, I was like, oh, wait, she's speaking true facts, like about being an underdog and like, you know, stuff like, it just was speaking to my spirit. So I stayed on the live and she talked about like pushing back, it's pushback season or something. I put that in the chat and then she saw my name or my handle on there and she called me out on the live. She's like, hey, as told by Victoria, she's like, I want to talk to you. Oh. She's like, DM me. She's like, send me a DM and like, we'll talk. I'm like, okay. So like, she reaches out to me and she does like this inspirational speaking. She's 22 years old from Virginia. And she has her own, like, she just released a book. She's an author now. Her name is Brianna Farrell. And I actually got the opportunity to have her on my podcast series. She was like the first person. And she's the one who's like, hey, you have a podcast? Can I be on it? And I was like, yeah, sure. Oh. So she kind of made me come out of my shell because I'm so like, I strategize a lot of things before I implement them. And I'm learning to like implement it first and then like worry about the details later, like just do it. So that first episode that I created on YouTube that I released on October 10th was kind of messy a little bit to me because I felt like I was just hopping on. I had no plan. I had no idea. But right. I had a list of questions. I knew what questions I wanted to ask. Like my first question number one was like, have you ever felt misunderstood and why? And then I don't remember all the questions, but like the other one was like, what's one thing that no one knows about you that you want other people to know about you? And I just had these five like questions that were like stuck in my head. And I'm like, I have to ask these questions to young people. So Bree was my first guest on there. And I was just blessed enough after that. I just kept having like these sort of like different revelations. I'm a spiritual person, you know? Yeah. So I feel like God really like speaks to me and like through me creatively. And like, he kind of knows like where I get stuck. So I kind of consider God like my project manager and I'm just like the creative director because yeah. I get stuck on like those little creative details. What's it going to look like? Like, what if no one watches it? I want it to be like aesthetically pleasing and like looking beautiful. And it's like, don't worry about that. Focus on who you're talking to. Focus on asking them the right questions. And then since then, like, I asked a lot of people. I reached out to a lot of people, like including people with like blue checks next to their names. I like found the emails of like their agents, or I would DM them on Instagram directly. Yeah. And I wouldn't hear back from everybody. I reached out to one of my favorite artists that I listen to. His name is Asher Yellow. And he's a 21-year-old artist who creates music, and he records it and edits, produces it from like his bedroom in Los Angeles. And I sent him a DM because he actually has a new album called Mr. Misunderstood.
Oh, wow.
That he released. And like this, it wasn't even kind of connected to what I was doing. But when I realized like that was the name of his album, I was like, I have to reach out. Like I might look crazy. I might sound stupid, but I'm going to reach out. And mind you, that day that I like reached out, I felt very inadequate. You know how you have those days where you just like wake up and you're like, I'm not ready to do anything. Like, I don't think I don't feel like I'm ready.
Right.
And so again, going back to like the Holy Spirit, something was just like, just reach out. You're ready. You can do it. And I'm like, do you see me right now? I'm not ready. Like, I don't know what I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm not professional at this. I'm just a beginner. So I reached out. He's like, yeah, I would love to. I'd love to, you know, be a part of this. And, you know, sent me his manager's information. So I was emailing with his manager, and I heard back a few days later, and his manager was like, oh, he would love to be on your podcast. I was after that. Like, I just started bawling. I started crying because all of like the emotions had just hit me. So I'm like, okay, I'm being taken seriously now. The only person who's not taking me seriously is like me. Mm-hmm. Like I have to be the one to really believe in myself. And that, I feel like that's where my power is. Like once I believe in it, then other people might start to see it. And if they don't, that's fine, because it's my vision anyways. So that series was a blessing. And I'm so grateful for everyone that participated in it and talked to me truthfully and honestly about themselves and how they were feeling misunderstood. But I want to keep going. I don't know what direction that's going to lead me to, but I want to keep talking to people and, you know, continue that work of challenging myself and challenging others to think deeper.
How about the creativity? Because like so many content creators and people are out there, and I think you probably ran into this a little bit. Like, there's people that will help you, and then there's people that just won't help you. There's people that'll tell you they'll help you, and then they ghost you, right?
Right.
And you see other people doing things, and in your own little bubble. So how hard is it for you to stay as creative as you can be, but as original as you can be?
Hard is it for me to stay as creative as I can be and as original as I can be? That's really hard, because you see social media, you know, if you see a post or you see someone talking to someone that you like, or an artist you like, or an influencer you like, dang, I really like how they did that setup. I like how they did that IG live. I like how they asked the question. I just like their energy. And then you start like, before you know it, you get into that comparison trap. Ooh, you know, I don't know if I can do that, but they pulled it off. Like, it's a lot. So staying original is key. Like, I struggle with that myself, to be honest with you, because I didn't have a visual podcast before. This was just audio. You only heard my voice, and that was it. But I wanted to do a YouTube channel thing. And to be honest, you were one of my inspirations. I'm not even going to lie. Really? I saw some of your, I see your setup and how you interview your guests, and you have a YouTube channel as well. I'm like, I kind of like what he's doing. I want to do that. But I also want to put a little spin on it. I want it to be like a little colorful. I want to add colors. I want to add graphics. I want to add music and GIFs and things like that. So I kind of spruced it up a little bit, and I took inspiration from other platforms and podcasts. But the original idea, I still wanted to keep it mine. So I think it's fine, like we're all human. Some things are gonna like mix, like iPhones. You see phones look alike now, like an iPhone and a Samsung, they all have three cameras, they just in like different places, right? So there's nothing wrong with like drawing your inspiration from another platform, as long as you're not stealing it,
right?
But staying original with like your idea. So if it looks like theirs, that's fine. But as long as your originality is like, okay, this is mine. No one can take this away from me. No one can take these little quirks that I have away from me. Then you're good. That's how I see it.
No, you're right. No, and I appreciate you saying that, you know, the honesty and, you know, the inspiration part. But before I get into this second half, I want to know what the end goal is for you. Like in 5, 10 years, 15, 20. I mean, I really hate to put a date on things, but
yeah.
Where do you think that you'll be at with your platform, and or where do you hope to be?
I'm shooting for the moon. I'm so like in the moment. I'm such like an in the moment thinker. After I faced a lot of rejection this year with like losing opportunities that I thought were super huge for me. Cause at the beginning of 2022, I felt like I was a different person than like who I am now talking to you. Like at the beginning of 2022, I would have been like, oh, I'm gonna be in New York. I'm gonna be like, you know, I'm gonna be climbing that corporate ladder. I'm gonna be working, you know, I'm gonna be an executive producer one day, my own TV show. So like it changes.
Yeah.
You have to allow room for life to change and like mold you and evolve you. So it's like, I can't say where I'll be 15 years down the line because anything could happen tomorrow, you know? So I always try to keep that in the back of my head, but I have parents that also ground me like every day. They're like, what you gonna do with my 5 years? What you gonna do? So it's like, I have to think of both of those things. And I feel like that's kind of where I feel divided sometimes. And like, as the generational divide is where I feel that the most. It's like the older generation wants to know, like, where are you going? Where are you headed? But I feel like this generation right now is like, what are you focused on? What do you love to do? Like, how are you taking time out for you? How are you taking care of yourself? So it's like, you have both of these things. Like, how can I take care of myself today? But also how can I think of how I'm going to take care of myself like 10, 15 years from now? But that's a fantastic question. And to answer it, I feel like truthfully, I don't know, but I can tell you like an idea of like where I would like to be ideally. I see myself traveling. I see myself speaking at conferences, on panel discussions. I see myself talking to community leaders, being a community leader, talking to young people. I want to be on the Forbes 30 under 30 list, to be honest with you. That's something that I've been thinking of, like even at the beginning of this year, I'm like, how can I be on Forbes 30 under 30? I would love to do that. I would love to partner with other bigger organizations, influencers.
Okay.
And I just want to be like the best version of myself. Yeah. Long story short, I just want to become the best version of Victoria.
Yeah. I appreciate that too, because you know, I feel like I'm a hamster on a wheel. So facts. I try to look at things down the road, but then like the hamster, and then I'll see something and then I'll, you know, get off the wheel. I want to do that. And then I try to put it back in. So yeah, I can relate to that, you know, like you said, because as much as you can plan and you hope to be in a certain area or space and time, you just don't know. So almost like you're saying, just maximize, you know, in the time that you have.
Yeah, that's so true. And it's okay to have a plan. Like, that's the point of being in school, right? Because I went to undergrad, I went to grad school, and like basically the whole time it's like, what are you going to do afterwards? What are you going to do after? What are you going to do after graduation? And you know, I thought I had it planned out afterwards, you know, like where I was going to work, where I was going to live, what I was going to do. But these things change. You can't anticipate a pandemic. You know, you can't anticipate sickness or losing your job. And these things are so common. And it's like, we have to bounce back so fast. So I think resiliency is so key nowadays, because anything can change. You know, I'm learning that every single day. And just having patience with myself if my plans don't work. So I could see myself, like, what if I don't make Forbes 30 under 30, you know, knocking on wood, but it's like, I can't let that be like, dang, that means I'm not good enough, or that means that I'm not, you know, perfect or whatnot. Like, no one's ever going to be perfect. So I can only try and strive for the things that I want to do. I do have a plan for next year. I will say that. I have like my 1 year plan, but as far as like after that, I'm just like, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I would love to keep growing my YouTube channel as well. So hit subscribe, y'all.
You hear that? Make sure you guys subscribe, right? We'll put everything in the comments and make sure we'll get your handles here in a little bit. But switching gears, I know you're kind of, I don't know. I see a lot of different music, you know, on your TikTok and your Instagram, and it's pretty varied. So what's on your playlist right now?
Ooh, Well, you're asking all the right questions, right? You know it. Okay. So I was literally thinking before this started, like, what's one of my pump up songs? Or like, what's one song or what's one artist that like really gets me like in my confident mode? And I would say like the first artist that came to mind randomly is Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
Like, I don't listen to her a lot, but I love her artistry and her work as like just female empowerment. I feel so empowered being like a young woman listening to her music. So I would say her for sure. But on my playlist right now, I just got my 2022 Spotify Wrapped, and my top artist of 2022 is Moonchild.
Okay.
Have you heard of them? They're a band.
No.
They're from Los Angeles. It's a three-person band, and their recent album got nominated for a Grammy.
Wow.
And they're like they're called alternative R&B, or their genre is like alternative R&B neo soul. And I love them. I've been listening to them since I was an undergrad. So I want to say like maybe 4 years ago, I found one of their videos on YouTube. And from then I just, they're so soothing. And I have one of their albums here in my room, actually. And also huge props to Asher, who I actually interviewed for my podcast. I was surprised that he was number two on my Spotify Wrap, like your top artist. He was number two.
Wow.
Okay. And yeah, I sent that to him. He's like, oh, that's dope. That's so cool. And I was like, yeah, I listened to your music as well. Which I found through his dad's Instagram. His father is David Oyelowo. And I follow his father on Instagram. He's an actor, and you know, I follow his work and everything. Have you seen Selma?
Oh, like, that's the movie, his dad? The movie.
Yeah, he played Martin Luther King Jr. Yeah, wow. So I follow his dad's work. So one day I saw a post from him about like, oh, my son has a new song out, check it out. So I like checked out the song, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of fire. Like, I haven't had any artists that I really, since I was in high school, I haven't really had an artist that I'm like, oh, like I'm about this music. Like,
yeah.
So when I found his music, I felt really connected to it as a young person, and just kind of like as a stan. So I call myself an Asher Yellow stan, which he knows now. So it was really cool. It's kind of like those kind of out of body experiences where you're like, oh, wow, did I really get to do that? Did I really get to chat with this person? So yeah, that was a really cool moment. So, I listen to a lot of Afro beats. So WizKid,
familiar
with WizKid, mm-hmm. and Adekunle Gold, some great music, great Afro beats music. So yeah, Afro beats, that's my vibe. And I'm actually, yesterday I was recently listening to South African house music. Have you heard of that genre?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a disco. House music is like a disco genre with a South African flavor. So I'm feeling that. But music is everything. Yeah.
And I wanted to kind of go back and piggyback off one of your points that you just made, like when you reached out to Asher. And I feel like people probably want to hear this question and answer because it's very common. So like when you are approaching somebody that has fame, you know, is recognized for something, you know, like how do you approach it? And then, like you said, you reached out to the manager, you got a response after a few days, and now you know what's happening. Now you know that the camera's going to be on, you got to answer the questions, or excuse me, ask the questions.
Yeah.
So the mindset of not trying to be, obviously, like, I don't want to say unprofessional, but you know what I mean? Like,
fangirl.
Where you're just, yeah, like fangirl, fanboy. Like, so my question is, you know, how do you prepare for that? Because I feel like a lot of people have that question, but they wouldn't know what to do.
That's really interesting, because I kind of want to ask you the same thing, because I know you've interviewed, I know you've interviewed, you know, famous people and people with large followings and things like that. So for me, of course, I'm nervous. I don't really know how to prepare other than like stay natural, be calm, and be yourself. But what does that even mean, you know?
Exactly.
And yeah. So I'm a fan, like I said, I'm a stan. And if I like your music, or if I vibe with you, you're gonna know it. And I'm going to tell you that. So I want that person to feel appreciated. So I think if you watch that episode, you're going to see like, yeah, I appreciate you. I like your music. I listen to you. You're a great artist. Like, I want you to know these things. I'm not going to hold that back just because, you know, I want to look cool, calm and collected. Like, no, I'm going to give you your appreciation. And I would hope that I do the same thing for anyone that I talk to, not just someone with like a blue check or lots of followers, like even my friends and things like that. I want to give them the same level of respect and admiration. Like there's no difference there, but it's like, if I vibe heavy with you, you're gonna feel it. And I want you to feel it. And I feel like in the future, like I would hope to talk to more people with large followings and people with renown and things like that. But I hope that I can be myself, because I also try to put myself in their shoes. Like if I have 10 million followers on Instagram, like how do I want you to act, or how do I want to talk? I just want you to talk to me and like feel what I'm saying and see me and not just like who I am on the outside. Like I want you to be like, oh, she was a cool person. Right. Not she was a cool object, you know?
Right, yeah.
People are people at the end of the day. So it's like, let me take that part down and let's just talk.
Just talk. You know, and I think people appreciate that, because like, even if you interview somebody that doesn't have a following, let's say they're not in media or anything, they have an organization or something. Most people are very appreciative when you ask them to be on your platform. Mm-hmm. Like, from what I've seen, they love it. They're, you know, so excited to be on. So it's always funny to look at, you know, both sides of the interactions. And even on the other side, you know, sometimes that happens as well. Couple more questions for you and I'll let you out of here.
All right.
We got, let's see. I'm sorry, I'm a little blind here. Where am I at? Oh, so advice. What advice would you give to an up-and-coming creator? Because like we talked about, you've seen some of the bumps and bruises along the way. Maybe people didn't help you. So, you know, what advice would you give somebody that might want to start their own platform?
Don't get jealous. Don't get jealous. Like, you're going to see people that are just, they're going to sweep past you, or they're going to try and compete with you low key. Try not to get jealous. Try to find your voice. Try to figure yourself out. What's that thing? That phrase is like always imitated, but never duplicated.
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. So people can imitate you. That's fine. That's a great thing. Like, what's it called? Admiration, or people like try and, when people try to imitate you, that's actually a compliment. So it means you're on the right path. But in terms of like comparing, okay, that part, you got to set that aside, set the comparison aside, just focus on you. That's all I can say.
Okay. Great answers. Social media, where can people find you?
Yes. Follow me on Instagram. Instagram is my jam. So follow me on Instagram at Feel Your Feelings Pod. My personal Instagram is at As Told by Victoria, and I'm on YouTube now. So please, please follow my podcast on my YouTube channel. One of my major goals of 2022 was to launch a podcast YouTube channel, and I didn't actually launch it until October. So if you have a goal, or if you have this dream of like what you want to do next year, or what you want to do, or like on social media, like it'll take time. It may not happen the way that you want it to, but it's going to happen eventually, and like God's timing, you know, the right timing. So trust in that. So yeah, you can follow me over there, and you can listen to this podcast wherever you get your podcast, wherever you like to stream it from: Spotify, Anchor, Google,
right? Everywhere, global,
everywhere. Yes, yes sir.
All right. Well, Victoria, I appreciate you being on today. I appreciate your growth, because I remember when you first started out, and you're skyrocketing now. You're out there, and you're doing great things, and it's needed. I don't know if people tell you, but keep it up. Keep up the hard work, because you truly are making a change in the world. And, you know, the world's a better place because of it.
Phil, thank you so much, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mike. And happy holidays to you and your family. So hope you have a great one. And I'll see you in the new year. Thank you.
Same to you. Take care.